We have Councilmember and Council President Mike Knapp here this evening. I'd like to acknowledge Mike. Where are you, Mike? Way in the back. This is not a church. It's all right to come up front. This is a public hearing on the draft Germantown master plan. Because we have 42 or 43 people who have asked to be heard this evening, so that we can hear everyone, we're going to limit each speaker to 3 minutes of oral testimony. And once your time has expired, do we have a noisemaker to tell people when their time has expired, Marcia? We've got something that'll beep. Mm-hmm. When you hear the beep, please bring your testimony to a close. Anyone is welcome to submit further testimony in writing. We've already received a number of letters from people. In September, the board will hold the first of several work sessions. We'll probably hold three or four work sessions on this plan. All of the testimony, whether oral or written, will be analyzed by the staff and brought back to the board so that we'll have a summary of the points that people have made as we work through this master plan. Once the board has agreed on any changes that to be made in this draft, we will prepare a preliminary plan or a hearing draft, which will go to the county council. It'll be so the county executive has 60 days to plan, and then the county council will hold a public hearing for 30 days and hold a public hearing. After that, it will conduct a series of work sessions probably through the Planning, Economic Development, and Housing Committee. That committee will make recommendations to the full council, which will finally approve a plan as they may amend it. That approved plan will then go to the full commission, including the five of us and the five commissioners from Prince George's County, for its adoption, and then becomes the official guide for development in this sector of Germantown. To try to help us grasp the issues that people are concerned with, the way we'll proceed this evening is, first of all, I think there are two panels of people who have general comments on the plan, and I'll call them up first. Following that, I'll call up a panel of people who have asked to be heard for Montgomery College, and I want to thank the college for making this a wonderful place available to us this evening. It's great to be in Germantown. My history with Germantown goes back to the very first plan that had been developed for the Germantown area, and also for the first decision on where to locate the college in Germantown. So it's great to be here. The general comments and those from the college, I'm going to call on groups that are dealing with particular districts. As people have signed up, they've indicated which of the districts in the sector plan they're most interested in. So I'll start with Fox Chapel and go through the several districts, and we'll end up with the town center. We will probably be here for quite a while this evening. There are restrooms out this door and to your left. I don't think that the atmospherics and debate will be such that anybody will faint. But if anyone does, why, we'll see that they're taken care of. With that, I'm going to turn to Sue Edwards, who is the planner who has been responsible for the development of this plan, and Sue is going to start us off with a little bit of information. Sue.
Good evening. I won't have a presentation, but there are some formalities we have to enter into the record for this public hearing. We welcome you to Globe Hall. I'm Sue Edwards with the I-270 Corridor Planning Area of the Community-Based Planning Division at MNCPPC, and I'd like to enter the following items into the record so that we actually have all the right pieces of paper. First of all is a certified copy of the notice of meeting, proof that the notice was indeed published in the Gazette. We had mailing labels that we have sent to all the community associations listed in Germantown. We have the letter to the county council president transmitting the draft plan, and also to the county executive. The two documents that are comprising this draft master plan, the plan itself and the technical appendices. Then we have the Germantown master plan as it's adopted in 1989, and there has been just one amendment, which was in 1996. This draft plan also adopts or incorporates by reference Montgomery County's general plan and various functional plans, such as the master plan of highways and the bikeway master plan. Just to assure you that the letters that we have received to date, those that followed after the staff packet was completed, have been distributed to the planning board in these green folders, and all the information that's submitted today, both written, graphic, and oral, will be part of the hearing record. The hearing record we will hold open until August the 11th, and after that, staff will analyze the comments as that we have received them. Finally, just to let folks know that the Planning Board has scheduled four work sessions for this plan. They will be September 4th, September 25th, October 9th, and October 30th. However, these dates are subject to change, so you can check the MNC-PPC website to confirm these dates and times. And so that we can move right into the testimony, I will have no further remarks.
Thank you very much, Sue. Let me call up the first panel of people with comments, general comments. Margaret Shoup, Beverly Magda, Ben Ross, Jim Clifford, Marilyn Balcombe, Doug Wren, and Susan Satterberg. If all of you would come and take seats at the table, we may need to bring over another chair. When you testify, if you'd identify yourself, give us your name and any affiliation that you have, and if you have been a member of the advisory committee, please indicate that as well. You may have to move the mics around to reach each person. And we'll start with Ms. Shoup.
That's not going far, is it? Good evening, board members. I will shorten my five-minute presentation. I'm Margaret Shoup. I've lived in Germantown for 8 years. I've lived in Montgomery County for 25 years, and I'm a member of your Master Plan Committee for Germantown. I'm speaking tonight to represent my faith community at Dayspring Church Farm. It has 206 acres of quiet meadows and woodlands near the eastern border of Germantown. This is a story about Dayspring and the proposed extension of Mid-County Highway M83. For 55 years, people from all over the world have come weekly to Dayspring Church for respite and to reconnect with the natural world and its creator. In these decades, our faith community has kept this quiet, sacred green space available for people that we host. Dayspring's ministry is to preserve these areas of deep forest, open grassland, and secluded stream valley with its streams, wetlands, waterfalls as a sanctuary for wildlife and for people, knowing that following generations will also feel called and obliged to care for them. The proposed M83 was first introduced to the Germantown Master Plan in 68, which was before the Clean Water Act, and in 74 there was a special note for Dayspring on page 47 of the Master Plan, that Day Spring was referred to as the largest, at the time, the largest privately owned institutional facility in Germantown. It was a major religious retreat center, a unique value which merits special attention. Since the 68 Master Plan, both Corps of Engineers and EPA have denied wetland and environmental permit approval for building M83 through Gaithersburg up to 27. Just a few years ago, your transportation task force recommended its removal. And now here we are in the fourth revision of the Germantown Master Plan, contemplating the proposed building of this controversial road. For over 40 years, we at Day Spring have been opposed to M83. You know that we have written letters and testified here and in front of the council. We have participated in the task force and visited and invited civic leaders like some of you yourselves to come visit us. We feel it is time that a road not only not be built, but not be built in someone else's backyard. We realize that we cannot go on driving more and more miles, burning more and more fossil fuel, building more and more roads. It is simply not sustainable and not life-giving for the planet or its peoples. That was 3 minutes.
If you just wind up quickly.
Can I wind up with my last paragraph?
Okay.
All right, on the third page. Today's teenagers will be taking your positions, the next generation. They'll be sitting where you are. And it would be uplifting to hear them say that our planning board predecessors in Montgomery County in 2008 took a new direction that blunted the worst impacts of global climate change. It was a new direction that allowed life of all kinds to flourish in this county for the foreseeable future, and that you would resolve to take a new direction in land use planning, in energy use, transportation, and a new direction that always chose the alternative that lessened the impact of global warming. You and us are citizens of Maryland and Montgomery County, and we need to turn around and walk into all planning meetings resolved to make the difference that our grandchildren will continue, will recognize, and one day possibly say, this was the great turning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That was a little longer paragraph than I expected.
It was. Thank you so much, sir.
PowerPoint.
Do you need to set up for a minute?
No, I just need to click. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Can you pull your mic down, Deborah?
If you need a minute or two, I can call the next person while you're setting up.
I haven't installed Office.
Okay. You're ready.
Go ahead. You may want to pass on to someone else while I'm looking for a view. I haven't used 2007 yet. Okay, I'm embarrassed to say I work in IT. Well, that was a good start. My name's Beverly Magda. I'm the chair of the Germantown Alliance. Germantown Alliance is an alliance of businesses, organizations, and citizens of Germantown. I'm also a citizen of Germantown myself. I want to thank you for your commitment to Germantown and commitment to this master plan and coming out to the public and receiving public feedback. There are a couple things, though, that I'd like to start with. There's a few things on here, but the most critical, and I'm doing my best Tim Russert impersonation here, is that everything here in this master plan we need to do whatever we can to provide jobs in Germantown. And the mixed-use development helps tremendously with that, and I just want to keep that in mind throughout this whole presentation. And my Tim Russert number two is transit, transit, transit. In the past, expectations haven't been realized with transit, and I don't think we should tie development to the CCT. We need the CCT now. We can easily see that driving in and around this area and up and down 270. That was my homage to Tim Russert. We'll stop there with that. We also think the focus on Fox Chapel needs to occur in stage one. It's currently in stage three, and although there are some retail improvements happening at the Fox Chapel Shopping Center, it's not enough. We need to be able to look at Fox Chapel now. Observation Drive, which is the construction of the public road through this campus, that's a huge safety issue for students and staff members of this campus. It definitely should not be, it's going to be a cut through for a lot of people. I know because I work on the opposite side, and I fear that I may actually cut through myself, and I really don't, it's going to be used as a public road and a cut through, and it's a huge safety issue. The Department of Energy site, we question the designation or the request or the recommendation for this as a historic site, and although we can appreciate the history of the site, we're concerned about it. The Urban Land Institute study considers it a critical piece of property, and this could be the gateway to Germantown. If the push for historic designation is because of the architectural style, there are many ways to incorporate that style into development. The biggest piece. This is my last one. So we see the Germantown Service District tied to the master plan as a potential catch-22. We're concerned that it's tied to the staging. If there are issues with the service district, they may never be resolved or they can drag on, and thereby holding up the master plan and what happens next. Thank you.
Thank you. Ben Ross.
I'm Ben Ross. I'm the president of the Action Committee for Transit. I'm here to testify about focusing on transit and transit-oriented development. With the price of gas going up and auto congestion worse and worse, we need transit-oriented development. And I'm afraid I have to say that this draft plan is not it. We have staging requirements for five major highway projects. There is lip service to transit in the staging requirements, but all it is a site plan that leaves room for a transit station. No construction in the staging requirements. So what this mandates is five highways and zero transit. We have a long history in this county of sprawl development that's advertised as using transit, and then the transit is never built. There's a chart attached to our testimony, which we've distributed copies of, and I urge people to study that. Where is the North Bethesda Transit Way? Where is the US 29 Transit Way? Where is the Glenmont to Olney Transit Way? All of those were used to justify outer suburb auto-dependent development. And unfortunately, the plan proposed here is more of the same. There's two lines drawn on the map for the Corridor City's Transit Way, but neither of them would attract many riders in Germantown. Almost all transit riders in Germantown today use either the Red Line or MARC. If you look in the master plan, its average travel time for a transit user is 58 minutes. That's not a local bus trip. So what should we do? First, there needs to be a walkable downtown Germantown around the transit center, with housing and jobs mixed in a ratio that provides employment for those Germantown residents who work near home, but does not promote sprawl housing development in Frederick County. Second, you need to connect the Germantown Transit Center to the I-270 HOV lanes with a bus-only roadway and slip ramps directly onto the HOV lane. That needs to be a staging requirement in the early phases of the master plan. Then third, as a staging requirement later on, you need a direct rail line to Shady Grove. The current alignment of the CCT is a long loop that's not designed to take people from Germantown to Shady Grove. You need a direct connection. We have a flyer also attached to the testimony with a map giving some alternatives. And finally, we need to promote mixed-use development of housing and retail as infill on the existing parking lots along the major bus corridors. And I think that is a direction for the plan that will be truly transit-oriented.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is James Clifford. I'm a land use attorney. I'm on the Ag Advisory Committee, a former member, and I was also on the Ag Policy Working Group. I'm here to support the planning staff and the chair in their efforts to create the TMX zone. I believe it makes infinite sense to create a zone that allows the maximum utilization of property located in strategic areas and are easily accessible to transit. I believe that's the point that very few of us can argue. More to the point, this testimony supports the BLT component to the TMX zone. Land, much like oil, is not a renewable resource. All of us have a responsibility to plan our use of the resources so that they first meet the critical needs of today, but it's also equally important we reserve these resources for future generations, whose needs will be even greater as scarcity becomes a larger issue. If we use all of our oil reserves today to meet the present crisis, what will we do in the future when those reserves will be most assuredly needed? The same is true for land, in particular the Ag Reserve. If we do not protect the 93,000 acres of land set aside, we will have eliminated most of our options in the future when the land supply is even a greater crisis. Through the efforts of the chairman and many others, the Ag Reserve was created in 1981, and for the most part, the land is still there as it was in 81 due to those efforts. Just as we are under a tremendous amount of pressure to start to pull from our oil reserves, we see pressure amassing on the fringes of the Ag Reserve. We need a sound and fair policy to eliminate rooftops and at the same time fairly compensate landowners who will once again be asked to limit development on their property up county. I would caution the chairman and the planning commission and the county council that the use of the BLT must make economic sense to the end user, the builder and developer, or it'll fail, and with it, one of the more innovative land preservation tools that we've seen in this county since 1981. Thank you.
Thank you. Marilyn Balcom.
Good evening. My name is Marilyn Balcom. I'm a resident of Germantown, and I am on the Community Advisory Committee for the Master Plan, and I am also the president of the Gaithersburg-Germantown Chamber of Commerce. Tonight I'll be speaking on behalf of the Chamber. The primary focus of the Chamber in regards to this Master Plan is bringing more jobs to Germantown. I'm assuming my minutes aren't up. The development of Germantown has gone according to the prior master plans in terms of housing and retail. Our emphasis right now is to complete the picture with planned jobs. In general, we are in favor of transitioning the remaining I-3 commercial property to a more compatible mixed-use zone. Our hope is that the proposed master plan will facilitate the commercial growth in Germantown. Unfortunately, there are a few areas where the draft plan may actually impede commercial development. The details of the TMX zone, I know, are still a moving target, but the current plan moves the TDR trigger from a 0.5 FAR to a 0.3 FAR, and we feel that it doesn't seem fair to take away density that the owners currently have and by making a 0.3 FAR. Adding the cost of structured parking, traffic mitigation, impact fees, it becomes impractical to develop at these higher densities. The plan should encourage higher density around the transit stations, and this may have an opposite effect. If the current requirements stand, Germantown is going to lose its competitive advantage, the competitive advantage of price over down county, but we also may find that commercial development will skip right over Germantown and go to Frederick County. We need jobs here, and this plan needs to do what it can to make sure we have jobs in Germantown. Just a couple issues. I know I'm going to get dinged, but the staging, one of the issues with the staging that we have a problem with is the urban service district. We feel very strongly that an urban service district is needed in Germantown. We need the amenities that an urban district would bring. However, tying it to the staging in stage one, what that means is that if the council does not agree to an urban district right off the bat, it in essence halts all development in Germantown. And I feel that we're holding development hostage to whether the council will legislate an urban district. So I would strongly urge that you either delete that requirement or move it down, the staging requirements further down in the staging. And then looking at the staging criteria, some of the criteria don't seem to be tied to that particular development in that stage. For instance, Observation Drive, that's another area where the property owners really don't have any control over that. Two last things. Fox Chapel should be moved up into stage one. That is an area that's really having a hard time, and we can't let it slip any further. And then the other is the DOE designation of an historic place. The DOE site is really one of our prime sites in Germantown, and we need to integrate the site into town center, not build a bigger fence around it. So I'd please encourage you to look at that as well. And thank you for coming to Germantown.
Thank you. Doug Wren.
Chairman Hansen and members of the Planning Board, my name is Doug Wren, and I'm a principal with Rogers Consulting. We are a 70-person land use consulting firm, and our office is located in the Germantown Business District. I'm also a member of the Chamber Board, and for the last 3 years, I've served as chair of the Germantown Task Force. I believe that the best opportunity for the county to create a new transit-oriented mixed-use urban center is in Germantown. This potential was clearly articulated by the panel of independent land use and development experts convened by the Urban Land Institute in June of 2006. Germantown is the sixth most populous census-designated place in Maryland, and if it were to incorporate, it would be the state's second-largest city. Plans for the corridor city's transitway call for five stations to be built within the underdeveloped Germantown Business District, and the existing MARC station offers another opportunity for transit-oriented development. But I am concerned that the draft master plan will not achieve the vision we share for Germantown. The land use policies and development standards are rooted to a great extent in the suburban mindset that will make it difficult to transform Germantown into a true urban business district. I suggest the following. One, reorganize the districts around what is real and recognizable. The MARC station, the Black Rock Center and County Library, the college, and so forth. By all means, replace the town center designation, which is a notion from the 1980s, with a broader urban business district designation. Two, make clear what the top priorities are and focus zoning incentives to achieve those goals. We spent many meetings talking about transit-oriented development, affordable housing, the use of TDRs, BLTs, job creation, high-quality mixed-use design, but not everything should be a top priority. Three, rethink the staging elements. Previous speakers have touched on this. I would echo that the creation of an urban service district should not be required at the outset for development to proceed. Thank you.
Thank you.